glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Lepronta kushabarote gede. Just give him glory tonight. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Mankoshe tumbranta kosho gege gede. Just appreciate the good God tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. La batun takosho kete. Librento yanda ya broko shogegegede. Libroto legede gede 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 gede. Ibroto ya da 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 gada. Manta le koto kete branda ya gada. Leto ye de gede gede. Just appreciate him for what he has done in your life. Give him more glory. Give him more glory. Man lento bregede. Yes, Lord, we worship you. Yes, Lord, we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, enter his gate with thanksgiving. There are a few things. Give me that scripture. Before we start to pray tonight, it says, enter his gate with thanksgiving. The entrance to every life is the gate. Hallelujah. In human, they say we have, you see, five gates, just like the five senses. You see, through your mouth, through your ears, through your nose, through your skin, things do enter. In life, especially in matter of destiny, gate is so important. Okay, in every country, there's a border. If you don't enter through the border, you have entered illegally. If you enter through the border, there's a condition. There is a paper you sign. Either they take your, even if you walk through, you think you have walked through, somebody has taken your picture. There is a decision that is taken at every gate. I pray tonight, every decision that we take at any gate, we favor you in the name of Jesus. In every city, in every town, there is an entrance to the town. There is an entrance to the city. There is an entrance to everything you see. And tonight, we are challenging the gate. Hallelujah. There are some prayer I want us to pray scripturally. And I know that today the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I've grouped it into about five. If we cannot finish the five, we just do two. But I want you to pray the way you are seated before we stand to pray. That every decision that has been taken in any gate concerning me, any decision that has been taken in any gate before me, let me tell you one of the greatest and the weakest decisions. And we don't take it. When a child is being born, there is a gate by which the child came into life. That gate, there are so many declarations that is taking place. The woman that is pushing is declaring. The father is declaring. The matron or the midwife is making some declaration. If doctors are there, they are making declaration. The mother-in-law that is receiving the baby is making declaration. Everybody around there are saying one thing at the entrance of the life. You are going to cry to God where you are. Every decision that has been taken in any gate concerning me, oh God, today visit those decisions and turn it to my favor. Open your mouth, just pray for yourself. Lord, visit those decisions that have been taken concerning my life, oh God, and turn it in my favor. Visit those decisions, my protocol, every decision that was taken at any gate that is concerning me. Is it the gate of London? Is it the gate of Nigeria? Every decision that has been taken in any gate concerning me, oh God, my Father, turn it to be in my favor. My Father, my God, turn it to favor me tonight. Jehovah, turn it to favor me. Every decision that has been taken in any gate, at any gate concerning my life, Lord, turn it to be in my favor. Jehovah, turn it to be in my favor. Lord, turn it to be in my favor. Every decision, every decision in any gate taken concerning my life, he break to in Jesus' majestic name we pray. Hallelujah. Cold will not affect your prayer life today. Hallelujah. Is it cold or is it warm? Outside is cold. Here is warm by the grace of Jehovah. Let's look at this scripture. People, you need to stand and pray. Don't sit down now. They join your seat first. In the book of Isaiah 60:11, we're going to look at Isaiah 60:11. Please, young man, please look at it. It said, therefore, when the word comes with therefore, those of you who you speak better English than I do, it means that there is some condition before. There are some instructions that has been going. It now said, therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night. Now, look at what they said they will bring. There are some gate when it is open, it is rubbish that is coming in. But here I said that men may bring unto thee forces of the Gentiles, and their king may be brought. That means people who have terrorized you will be brought to you. What they have stolen away from you will be brought back to you. He said that gate will be open and nothing will shut it. If you can rise on our feet, I want us to rise. In Psalm 24, verse 7, he said, lift up your head, O ye gate, Abby. That gate will open for you tonight. Let's say this prayer point. I took time to write it down. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, I come against every evil gate. I come against every evil gate, standing against my destiny, standing against my prosperity, standing against my progress in life. I command every gatekeeper of darkness, blocking my progress, to be destroyed by fire. I declare today that my door of breakthrough shall remain open, and no force of darkness shall stop me from fulfilling my divine purpose. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Oh God, my Father, no force of darkness will stop me from fulfilling my purpose. No force of darkness. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Cry to God tonight. Cry to God tonight. Every gatekeeper of darkness, they will die by fire. Every gatekeeper of darkness, every evil gatekeeper, they will die today. They will die today. Command every gatekeeper of evil, every gatekeeper of wickedness, every gatekeeper of errors of your father, every gatekeeper of error of your mother, command them to die one by one. Command them to die one by one. Every evil gatekeeper, we command you will not block my progress anymore. You will not block my progress anymore. Pray for yourself. Let them die by fire. Gatekeeper of evil. Evil gatekeeper. Evil gatekeeper. Mali brata koto gede gede gede. Lebro do do go do gede. Ibre de 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 de. Every evil gatekeeper. Every evil gatekeeper. Every evil gatekeeper. Every evil gatekeeper. Bara da 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 da. Ibre de gede. Every evil gatekeeper. Command them. Ibre de gede gede. Ibre de gede. Elebre de de. Pray for yourself. Every evil gatekeeper, maratu da katokudu, edegedegodo, mredododo. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to cry to God. Every evil gatekeeper of my Father's house that says, I know what others cannot achieve, you cannot achieve too. Let them die today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mercy speak for you today. In the name of Jesus. You are going to cry to God. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. Every evil gatekeeper of my Father's house. Every evil gatekeeper of my mother's house. That is making sure that everybody will behave the same way. Today, die by fire. Die by fire. I am a different being. I am a different personality. You cannot hold me down. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every evil gatekeeper of my father's house. Die by fire. Every evil gatekeeper of my mother's house. Die by fire. You cannot hold me down. You cannot follow force me.
die, to die like my father died. You cannot force me to end it like mother ended it. You cannot force me to end it like my uncles ended it. I am a different being. I am a different personality. We are the stop. That is where I am starting. Nothing will stop me. Nothing will delay me. Nothing will deny me. He kakundo ya dodo gede gede gede. He bred the gede. He bred the gede gede. He bred the gede gede. Bara da 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 gede. He bred gede gede. He baro to 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 to. He le gede gede gede. Maranda da gada. He bred the gede gede. He bred kocho gede. Le ba da 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 da. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. It's coming close. It's coming clear to me. I've been dreaming like, dream every day. I had one dream today. Somebody, you would need to pray. Your light will be repaired today. I stand in a place to teach. As I stood there, I just have poopa. The light of the white block, you know, big white block, went off. They control everything stuff. And I said, I can't be stranded. You will not be stranded. You will not be stranded. I said, I can't be stranded. I need to pass information. I said, my life cannot be taken out. Within 30 seconds, I don't know where the electrician came. I don't know where they got the repair things. They begin to repair. And within 2 minutes, I continue what I was doing. Every delay in your life, hear me now, hear the voice of God this morning. Every delay in your life is canceled today in the name of Jesus. Every force of delay, every force of denial, anyone that says, I will hold you accountable for what you did not do, that person will die by fire. That person will die by fire. Every force of wickedness, every force of evil from your father's house, from your mother's house, that says they will stop you, they die tonight in the name of Jesus. You have heard of cry to God. Every gatekeeper of my wrongdoing. I said to you this month, something must happen in my own life and your life. Hey, Kusha Bantokede, you are going to cry to God. Braki, there is none of us here who have not done wrong where we are going up. Some of us, we did some stupid thing that you will ask yourself, why did I do it then? We went to somebody's farm to go and get his orange mango, climb the tree. The man came, he said, he's going to kill us. I was just trying to escape. The other guy picked orange, stole the man. Is that not stupid? How much were they selling orange? Not in Lagos, so in Ekuma. How much is a whole basket of orange in Ekuma? And I came home, I was crying. I said, what kind of nonsense did I do? You are going to cry to God. Every gatekeeper of my wrongdoing. Oh Lord, reformat their brain. They know how you date somebody and you abandon and the person is angry. They are keeping record. God will reformat their brain today. They will no more hold you accountable in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, as I pray today, every gatekeeper of my wrongdoing, every gatekeeper of the wrongdoing that I did while I was growing up, oh God, that is for my prayer. Oh God, that wipe things up. Use your blood to wipe it up today. Let your blood wipe it up today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Every wrongdoing. thing I did as I was growing up, every mistake, every long step I took as I was growing up, that somebody is keeping the record. Oh God, wipe it away by your blood. Baba, wipe it away by your blood. Wipe it away by your blood. Akumbra, da, 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 da. Wipe it away by your blood. Wipe it away by your blood. Let your blood neutralize it. 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 He kapari de ge de ge de ge de. He bred de ge de ge de. He baro toko shuge de. He bred de 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 de. He bako shuge de. Let your blood neutralize it. Let your blood neutralize it. Let your blood neutralize every effect, every negative effect. Let your blood, let it neutralize it. He bred de ge de ge de. He baro da 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 da. He bred de ge de ge de. He baro da da da. Let your blood, let it neutralize it. Let your blood, let it neutralize it. He carabalad gede, he break gede gede gede, he break gede gede, he balada da da, he break gede gede, he break gede gede, he break gede gede, he batu koto. Let your blood, let it neutralize it. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you pray this prayer for yourself? Pray this prayer. You know that some things you remember and you will link it. Is this the reason why I'm going through this? How many of you remember? You just say, hope it is not this stupid thing I did. You are going to pray. God that forgives. Forgives. You know why it is difficult? Why? Let me say why this is difficult. If you remember it and you think, what you are doing is you are rubber stamping the effect. In fact, it may have nothing to do with it, but you are creating a negativity. Somebody doesn't have money. Say, maybe because I stole money when I was young. Come on, oh, that is not God is fighting, flossing, blood, give me. You know, or at times maybe you miss your tithe one or two times and say, maybe that's why Deborah is coming. You understand? What you are doing is you are establishing a pattern. You are establishing a pattern. We are going to pray. Every pattern I created with my thought. I can't remember the verse. I think it's in Deuteronomy 28. It said, as you whisper in my ear, so will I do. As you whisper in my ear. So your thought is a whisper in God's ear. Can we pray this prayer of like forgiveness? Say, Lord, any negative, can I beg you with the mercy of God? God has forgiven you what you have done in the past. Forgive yourself and move on. Whatever is happening, God will reverse it tonight in the name of Jesus. Don't use your thought to create another thing. Hallelujah. The only thing that he establishes is another sin in the same line. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, you are God that forgives. I know you are forgiving me every situation that my thought line, that my thinking pattern has created in my life. Oh God of heaven, remove it by your blood. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Oh, pray for yourself. Everything that my thought processes, my thinking pattern have created in my life. Oh God of heaven, remove it by your mercy. Remove it by your mercy. Pray for yourself tonight. Anything that I use my thought process to create. Jesus' name we pray.
A change is coming to somebody's life. You will see it and you will know that God has spoken to your ears today.
It will come out like a sudden. Suddenly it will happen. Suddenly.
Let's pray this way. I know time is not on our side. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. The one that says, when you speak in my ears, we do it. I think it's 14. What is verse 12 is what I need. Go to verse 14. Let me look at verse 14. What does it say? The Lord shall open 14 first before you go to 12. Verse 14, but no, it's not this. Go back to 12. 12 is what I need. In verse 12, it said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Now look at the condition that follows it. He said, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season. My land is my career. My land is this ministry. My land is my family. Are you getting me? My land is, it's not just, I'm not a farmer. I don't have any land. I'm planting tomato. So my land is my ministry, it's my career, it's my family. He said, and to bless the work of where? To bless the work of thy hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt know what? When the gate is open, that is what you see. Give me Isaiah 22:22. Pastor, it is well with you. You must be really, really tired today. Hallelujah. And the key of the house of David, will I do what? Will I lay upon his shoulder? So it shall open and none shall shut. And it shall shut, none shall open. I want people who understand this verse to exercise authority today. Three areas I want you to talk about. Your family. What do you want to be open today? He said, I will lay the key of the house of David upon his shoulder. So when he opened, nobody can shut. When he shut, none can open. I saw somebody to mommy yesterday. Mama. A woman of 50 something, 3 or 4. Already had 6 children. She's pregnant. When I saw it on the video, I had to go and look at it. I said, maybe I don't know those she's pregnant too. And I called mommy. Mommy, 6 children. The first daughter is in the university. I think 4th year in medicine or 3rd year in medicine. And the last born was possibly in secondary school. Miracle that will surprise everybody that sees it is coming to your house. Yes. Not everybody need don't see. We don't. Of spiritual children. And it missed him. Somebody should just smile. Laughter that will make everybody laugh with you is coming. You are going to cry to heaven. Everything that has been shot against me, I open it by fire. Two prayer. Let's just do the first one. Every gate that has been shut, everything that has limited me, I open it by fire. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Whatever has been shut against me, whatever has been locked against me, I open it by fire. I receive the gate. I receive the key
leave for the house of David. Everything that has been shut, everything that has been shut against this church, against individual, we open it by fire. We open it by fire. Whatever the enemy has shut against us, against our finances, against our career, against our home, we open it by fire. We open it by fire. He can't cut unda lagada. He broke us. Whatever has been locked against us, we open it by fire. 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 Whatever the enemy has locked against us, against our career, against our home, against our children, we open it. We open it by fire. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Let's speak the second prayer point there. And then it shall shut. Nobody shall open. You are going to pray. Every delay in my life, I lock the gate. Every wastage in my life, I lock the gate. Every financial crisis, I shut it down. Everything that's causing me to cry, I shut it down. Whatever is affecting my children negatively, I shut it down. Open your mouth quickly. Shut it, lock it by the key of the house of David. He said, whatever you lock, it shall not open. No one shall open it. No power in my father's house, we open this. No power in my mother's house, we open it. I stand in the gate of Jehovah, and I shut every delay. Every denial, I shut every financial wastage, I shut everything the enemy is doing to make me to cry, I shut it, I shut it tonight. Close it down, close it down. Gate of wastage, close it down. A door of financial crisis, lock it down. Door of delay, lock it down. Every disappointment, every denial, lock it down. Talk to God. No power of darkness will delay me anymore. No power of darkness will deny me anymore. They will not enter into my house. They will not enter into my abode. Talk to God tonight. Shut the door. Shut the door. No more denial. No more crying. No more delay. Shut the door. Whoever says you will not enjoy your job, shut the door against them. Whoever says you will not enjoy your career, shut the door against them. Lock them out of your peace. Lock them out of your joy. Anybody coaching, come out, lock them out. Malinda, by the God, get there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's carry on with this. Daniel 2:21. He said he changes time and season. That's what the Bible says. Daniel 2:21. He said he changes time.
season. Is it this small, this boy? No, it's not a boy, it's a man. No? That used the keke to ride, what is his name, that thing. He said, it's a letter to me. I'm tired of rolling with the miscreant. The Bible says, and he changes the times and the season. He removed king and set up king. Gabi, whoever need to go. He give wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know. Understand? Where we are interested is the beginning. Lord, you change this time and season. Can somebody pray? Lord, I need a new change. Let them describe me, that pastor that is seriously in money. I mean, that's time and change and season. Get that billionaire pastor. They be calling you name. Let them begin to call you Baba, so, Mama, so. That's it changes time and season. Let them say, oh, that's the director coming. Let them start collecting your bag. You understand? It changes time and season. Let them say, he used to be an employee here. He owns the company now. He bought it over. Do you get what I'm saying? There's a woman that mama knows. There was a time she run. She would do night and day. The son will not allow him to sleep at all. He will come and sleep in our house. Today, Buga, serious Buga, within years, you are going to cry to God. Lord, you change time and season. My own time is in your hand. Change it for me for good. Let me see the other side of where I am, oh God. Let me experience the brightness of your glory. Open your mouth, just cry to God. He changes time and season. He changes time and season. Just cry to God tonight. Cry to God. The Bible, he changes time and season. Lord, change my time, change my season. Cry to him. Change my time and change my season, Lord. Change my time and change my season, Lord. You did it for David. You did it for Daniel. Change my time and my season. You did it for Ruth. You did it for Naomi, Lord. Change my time and my season. Change my time and my season, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. There's a last prayer point. It may have some joint in it. The Bible said they lock down something inside, saying in the middle of the night, they'll come and kill me. The gate of the city. Not the gate of eternal. And not the gate of a house. The Bible says he uprooted it with the foundation, with everything. He carried it on his shoulder. Did not go down the valley. He went up the mountain. You are going to pray. Somebody pray this prayer. I will pray. Everything that has established itself as a pattern in my family. Everything that has established itself as a pattern in my family, Lord, today I uproot it. Lord, today I uproot it. Listen. Jeremiah 1:10. Look at it. Jeremiah 1:10. He said, I have appointed you to uproot. He said, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. You are going to pray.
I uproot every wickedness in my father's house. Listen, please, I want us to pray this way. Do you know these two children will not pray as much as the pastor prayed? You know why? Pastor is already a second generation pastor. Abby, second generation. Baba is still praying. He's praying. So this one, and if that one become pastor, his children will just be enjoying. While we are struggling, nobody root out anything out for us. Instead of rooting out, they were planting. Instead of rooting out, they were causing issues. Abraham did not root anything out. And they say, Abraham, your children will be down there for 400 years. That's their wallet. Now let them enjoy it. When they told Esau cried. His father said, when you are tired, you will break this yoke of your neck. You are going to break tonight. Anything that is affecting me from my father's house, any negativity affecting me from an impediment, I uproot it today. Like Samson took away the gate, I uproot it. I want you to open your mouth, pray for yourself. This is our last prayer point. Whatever is causing delay, whatever is causing me pain, whatever is making me to be in the 60 and still walking, oh God, my Father, I uproot it today. Open your mouth, cry to God. Pray for yourself. Uproot it. All the things my father planted, all the things they planted and my father make it stronger, I uproot it. What made them not to enjoy their children, I uproot it. What they made them not to enjoy their wives, I uproot it. Whatever made them to be fighting each other, I uproot it. Not under my watch. Cry to God. Root it out. Whatever make wickedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Please pray this way. I want you to listen. My father did not train me, Abby, when I was too young. But my senior brother, he didn't train any of the girls. They were just feeding them until they get somebody to impregnate them. The only son he has that grow up to see him grow, he said he's not going to train him. Okay? It's only my mother who trained him. Now, imagine I came from a family like that where they don't train anybody. I now marry a woman that his father doesn't believe in training any woman. Look at compounded issue. So she has to struggle to be who she is. I have to struggle to be who I am. You are going to cry. Pastor, Mrs. Igadambela, I am born here. Hallelujah. We don't know why we are struggling this way. There are some things that has crossed link in our life. Pray the last prayer point. Lord, that deliver man. Deliver me today. Lord, use your mercy to set me free. Use your mercy to set what that decisions that is compounded by my marriage. That decision that is compounded by my choice of issues. Lord, by your mercy, forgive me and set me free. Cry to him. Lord, use your mercy to sort me out. Use mercy to sort me out, Lord. Whatever has been established at the gate of my family, whatever has been established at the foundation of my family, use mercy to set me free, Lord. Use mercy to set me free, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Rise on your feet, let me pray for you again. Peace flowing like a river will flow into your life tonight. Lord, our Father, the foundation of everything, because the one day it says, if the foundation be destroyed, say, what can the righteous do? Lord, I bring the foundation of every man, every woman here into your hand this night. The gate of their life, I bring it to you today. The gate of their father's house, I bring it to you today. The gate of their entrance into this earth, I bring it to you today. Whatever has been wrong in it, oh God, correct it tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible call you El Raccoon, God of compassion. Lord, use the compassion you have. The Bible says in John 11:35, when you were at the tomb of Lazarus, you wept. You are filled with compassion. Lord, use the same compassion tonight and eradicate every error in the life of these ones in the name of Jesus. Whatever is making them to cry, whatever is causing delay, whatever is causing denial, is there any written code that said they will not have what they are looking for? Lord, I stand between the altar and the post today, and I erase every wrong written code tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible says you change times and seasons. Every time, every negative seasons, they be carrying, today marks the end of it in the name of Jesus. Enter into your new season. Enter into your new season. Enter into your new season. Enter into the season of surplus. Enter into the season of breakthrough. Enter into the season of speed. Enter into the season of accuracy. Things will work for you. Things will work for you. Things will work for you. Your prayer will be answered. Your prayer will be answered. In your house this year, there will be celebration. In your house this year, there will be celebration. In your house this year, there will be celebration. Every matter that make your countenance to change, every matter that when you think about it, you struggle even to pray. Lord, tonight, step into those cases, oh God. Lord, step into those cases. Baba, step into those cases. By your mercy, Lord, answer them tonight. You change times. You change seasons. You ordain us to uproot. We are prayed to uproot. Let the season of ease, the season of easiness, to get what we are looking for, let it come to us today in the name of Jesus. Baba, we cannot do it ourselves. What we can do is what we are doing. Use your power. Use your mercy. Use your blood. Use every power in heaven and on earth to release what your children need for them. Let the healing be instant. Let the healing be instant. Let the healing be instant. Thank you, Father. Let there be shout of joy in the house of these ones. We worship and adore you. Every carryover from our fathers, Lord, we send it back to sender. We send it back to sender. In the name of Jesus, do the miraculous for us. Help us, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship and adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray.